Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Hallelujah. Pastor George is still with us today. He comes back all the time and gives us more good word on prosperity. So if you don't want to be prosperous, just go on and do something else.
That's right.
We're going to be prosperous.
Gloria, it is so good to be with you again.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
I get so excited coming to see you, and I feel like just sitting here at the table together having our Bible study.
We preach to each other.
We do, and I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I'm going to be taping with Gloria, and I get so excited about it because I look forward to what Gloria is going to say. It's always refreshing to me to hear the revelation that the Lord gives to you as we talk about these subjects of prosperity. And of course, you and Kenneth have proved over the years that walking in prosperity is the will of God, and it works. And I was thinking about this the other day, Gloria, considering where you came from and what you were experiencing, especially when you first got married.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was...
No moolah.
No moolah. You did make it. And what you did...
I cooked potatoes in a coffee pot, but they were potatoes.
That's right. And you had a little television that had a screen that
the picture was gone except just a little bit. But
and those were...
You could hear it. You got to look on the bright side.
You look at the positive.
That's it.
You could hear it. You could barely see it, but you could barely see the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right.
You know, your story is really much like the Beverly Hillbillies.
All right, George, that's enough.
Knock it off. Poor mountaineers barely kept their family fed.
Yeah, I liked it. I remember when they came on, I really liked it. No, it wasn't quite that bad where I came from.
It was encouraging, though, to watch you and Kenneth.
But I am a country girl.
You are, and you still are, but you're a wealthy country girl, which...
Well, I'm doing better now.
You are doing much better
now. Since I married Kenneth, I've done better, yes.
You have done better. Okay. Well, you and I actually began... We were talking about this before we came on the air today, that today is day 366.
Isn't that amazing?
We just finished our 1 year of broadcast. Of course, we started 10 years ago doing this. And so we would do a number of broadcasts a year, and as they would accumulate and grow, we finally reached our 365th broadcast.
Do you know what my conclusion is to the whole thing?
Give us.
No reason for anybody not to be
prosperous.
Oh,
there you go. There you go.
366 broadcasts under your belt.
That's right.
I said, well, yeah, but I was too busy. Well, I don't have anything to say. There's nothing to say. You don't get too busy for the Word of God if you want to prosper supernaturally.
Right, exactly.
And that's really about the only way to prosper.
Well, it is. It really is.
Unless you're born rich.
All of the notes that we've done since the beginning of this are available on kcm.org.
Good, that's good.
And all they have to do
They're
is click
free.
Onto the picture of you and me, and it'll take them to not only the video part of this, but also all of the notes that we work from, those are available. Every one of all 366 notes. And by the time we get through with this week of broadcast, there'll be 370.
The year of prosperity.
I like that. Now, okay. The year of prosperity.
Yeah.
My year of prosperity. I like
that. That's good.
But we do have people, Gloria, that really are ministered to by what we've been teaching. And I've been asking folks for their testimonies. And let me read a couple of them to you. First of all, this one says, after having watched several 10-day segments of Gloria and George on the Believer's Voice of Victory programs, I did what I wanted to do for years. I paid off the mortgage.
Praise God. Victory in the house.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it is.
And you and I did a series together, Gloria, some years ago now, called 30 Days to Your Debt Freedom.
I remember it.
And it's available. All of that is available, that information. They said, trusting God and being debt free is awesome. Thank you both for bringing these teachings to us.
Doesn't that bless you?
Somebody was actually listening and they were doing, praise God that they paid off their mortgage.
Praise the Lord.
And that is available for anyone. God is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
Anyone who will apply their faith, totally immerse in the Word of God. Get that down on the inside, speak it, and confess it,
yes,
and receive it. It is available to whosoever.
And as long as whosoever wants to prosper, they can.
They can prosper.
Regardless of what's happening around them in the world, in the financial system.
Yep.
You can prosper.
You can prosper.
On the Word of God.
That's right. Gloria, what we're going to talk about this week, we're going to be talking about our heavenly bank account.
Yes.
Now, this is something that you and Kenneth both have taught on over the years, and I grabbed these on the way in this morning.
But they look kind of old, George.
There's a whole chapter in this one, The Laws of Prosperity. Yeah. This was the first edition of The Laws of Prosperity. And then I also was studying from this one. This is the God's Will for is Prosperity by Gloria, which I actually, this is an actual signed copy from 1979 from Gloria Copeland. Because you and I,
79.
There was a cover that they were working on. You didn't like it. So you came to me, I was the art director at the time, said, George, see what you can do. So we did this together. We did this, look at that great picture of you and Kenneth. We did this together.
Those children.
But in this, these books that you've done on prosperity, you talk about our heavenly bank account. And people don't realize that they have a heavenly bank account. Now, let's take a look at our scripture here in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 14 through 18. So it's on your page, Gloria, if you want to just take a look
okay.
at it.
Yeah. I can read that better.
I have it on the Amplified Translation. So if you would you do me the honor of reading that scripture there?
Okay. The first one is the Amplified.
Mm-hmm.
But it was right and commendable and noble of you to contribute for my needs and to share my difficulties with me. So these are the people who are sowers.
Those are the sowers, yep.
Okay, you want me to keep reading?
Yeah, keep reading. Go ahead.
And you Philippians yourselves well know that in the early days of the gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church. Now that's Paul writing this, mm-hmm. is that right?
Yep.
No church or assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only.
Now, isn't that an interesting statement?
So sounds like a few partners.
Oh, the Philippians were his favorite partners. They were the people who were, well, we'll see here in a moment when
we
read on.
They stayed with him.
They stayed with him all that time. So go ahead, verse 16.
Verse 16, even in Thessalonica, you sent the contributions for my needs, not only once, but a second time. Verse 17, not that I seek or am eager for your gift, but I do seek and am eager for the fruit, which increases to your credit, the harvest of blessing that is accumulating in your account.
Mm-hmm.
You always want your account to be accumulating.
Yes. In verse 18?
But I have your full payment and more. I have everything I need. That's a good report. And
it is.
Am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you
Very
sent
good.
Me. They are the fragrant odor of an offering. The gifts are a fragrant mm-hmm. odor of an offering and sacrifice which God welcomes and in which He delights.
Yeah.
So that tells us that God delights in our sowing, in our
he
giving,
does.
In our helping each other.
Exactly.
He delights.
He delights in that. He called it here in that verse 18.
What happens when you delight? Puts you in a good mood.
It does.
He delights.
Yeah, he delights in that.
Uh-huh.
He called it a fragrant odor of an offering and a sacrifice, which God welcomes. So
yes,
that was their giving.
Lord. Praise God.
This is the foundation scripture, Gloria, to our study on this. Talking about how these people, as it says here, they opened in verse 15, they entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving. That's what they did by their giving. They opened up an account.
Yeah.
Now, where is this account? It's in heaven. It's an account. It is a heavenly account mm-hmm. that was opened up. And that's what these people did. And I like verse 17. I really, this statement in verse 17, not that I seek or am eager for your gift, but I do seek and I'm eager for the fruit which increases to your credit. Now listen to this statement. The harvest of blessing that is accumulating to your account.
Praise God.
Now,
that how word. Long have you been accumulating a harvest of blessing?
Oh, it's
long,
a long, long time
for us.
Oh, it's been a long time that has been accumulating.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about this later
That's
in the
good.
Week. You know, how do you make deposits into your account? Well, you know, the Bank of Heaven really works in the same way that a bank on earth works, except we'll find out that thieves cannot break in and steal.
And the return is much bigger.
The return is huge.
The interest is much more.
The interest is so much bigger.
Yes, it is.
So look at this next portion here. I wanted to compare this because I think, Gloria, that as you and I were talking, of course, I have studied this for years and years. I learned this way back when I studied Brother Copeland's material about opening a heavenly bank account. Been talking about it for a long time, but this may be new. Consider this. Okay. This may be a new revelation to somebody who's watching us right now.
Yeah.
They might be saying, I have a heavenly bank account? How can that be? How can that happen? Well, first
by
of
deposits.
All, but yeah, deposits. You make deposits. You open up an account.
Yes, that's
the
right.
account of heaven.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to show this first of all that there are bank accounts on earth. We have accounts on earth. In Philemon 1:18, if he has done you any wrong or in any way or owes anything to you, Paul said, charge that to my account. So we see here that Paul, and in a moment we'll talk about the heavenly account, but let's look at just an earthly account for just a moment. Paul had an account. He was not poor. He was not without.
Yeah.
He had an account. And he said, if he's done anything wrong to you or in any way, charge it to my account. Think about
that. He felt confident he could take care of it.
He did. You don't just say, well, I'll cover that.
Yeah.
If he didn't have an account.
That's right.
You know, Gloria, the same, this just kind of popped into my mind here as I was talking to you. The Good Samaritan, when he came to that person that was beat up by robbers in the road, and he took him to the town, and he, when that man was leaving, he said to the owner of the inn, he said, if he owes you anything, charge it to my account. That man had an account.
And the owner believed he could do it.
The owner believed, because I suspect that he went there often, and who knows, he may have been a good tipper. I don't know, but he was familiar enough
yeah.
with that man that he could say to him, look, charge it to my account. I'll take care of it. And somehow, some way, the owner of that inn knew that man would take care of it. You
right.
don't say something like
That's
that
right.
unless you know.
Because we're going to charge it to your account.
You know, he doesn't have to look up his bank account. Well, maybe
see.
I don't have enough money to do that. Paul.
He was a prosperity-minded person.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He knew what he had, and he knew he could get more.
He knew he could get more.
That's
Absolutely.
Right. That's right.
So there, this account that Paul was talking about here, it charged that to my account. In John 12:6, in the Amplified, Judas had the bag, the money box, the purse of the 12. Judas was the over the financial part of Jesus' ministry.
Yeah, he was.
And I suspect...
He was the accountant.
He was the accountant. He was the CFO
uh-huh.
in charge of the finances. And so Jesus had that, but there, Jesus had an account. He actually had an account where he would give to others. Here's one in 2 Chronicles 31:11. Hezekiah commanded the people to prepare chambers. Now, Gloria, the word chambers in the Hebrew is the word storehouses. Storehouses.
In other words, get ready, get ready,
get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
That's right. You're going to need it.
So they had storehouses in the house of the Lord.
That's
they had,
right. That's
they had
good.
An account where they would keep it. And I wrote off to you the side there of the column a scripture that the Lord quickened to me early this morning. Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Storehouses.
Well, what if I don't have a storehouse?
Well, what
what happens?
What happens?
There's no place for the blessing.
That's right. That's right.
I got to have a storehouse.
So it is the will of God for us to have storehouses for God to bless. Not just one. And this
houses. Okay.
And this includes having bank accounts, having whatever it is that you have, whether it's investments or places. A storehouse is where goods are stored.
And they're where kept. It's extra.
Extra.
Not needed for or not needed for day-to-day existence.
Exactly.
Extra. We have this much over. It's over.
Yep. Over and above.
That's
exactly.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm as your chief executive officer here at the ministry. We were talking before we went on the air today, and I watch our finances very carefully. I watch them like I watch my own personal finances, and I get reports. And I keep those reports in my book. I should show you my book. I need to show you my book.
I need to see that book.
I call it my book of everything. It's about that thick.
I was thinking the other day.
It's all
I'd
about,
like to know where we are now.
I need to tell you. But the Lord has blessed this ministry, Gloria.
Yes, He has.
We have a number of accounts. There are a number of accounts in the ministry. So the ministry is prospering.
There's a number of people working here.
There are a number of people working
so
here
we have
as well.
To have.
So we have to have those accounts.
That's right.
But it's
how many people are on staff, George?
We've got 495 on staff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now that doesn't count all of the other
495.
People.
495. So right at 500 people.
Right
on
at 500
staff.
People. Yeah. I keep an eye on.
And
I watch
they expect
it carefully.
To be paid.
They expect to be paid.
Mm-hmm. They are employees.
Yes, they are.
And they get paid.
They get paid.
Glory be to God.
But you know what? I do that, Gloria. I study our storehouses. I'm also a field inspector. I look at all of the places where we sow seed.
That's good.
And I keep a running list of how much seed is sown into this ministry every year because we are responsible for calling in the harvest of
that. That's right.
So all that to say, We have received this scripture from Deuteronomy 28:8 that the Lord has commanded the blessing upon us in our storehouses in this ministry. And I so appreciate.
And we're also tithers.
Yes, we are. We are tithers.
We're tithers personally, but the ministry's tithes.
The ministry tithes, the ministry sows. It's amazing how much
and
this
the blessing
ministry.
Is here.
And the blessing is here.
Praise God.
Well, so we have bank accounts on earth, but listen, there are bank accounts in heaven. And Matthew 6:20, that's point C on your notes. Matthew 6:20, there are bank accounts in heaven. It says in verse 20 in the NIV, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
I think it's interesting that's all stored up for you.
Mm-hmm.
For yourself.
That's right.
You store it up.
That's
so
there's right.
nothing wrong with having money
Mm-mm.
in the bank or wherever
nope.
your shoebox or wherever you want it.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In verse 20.
It's scriptural.
We just saw store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. In Luke 12:33, it is a treasure in heaven that fails not.
Mm. Safe. It's a, it is a guaranteed return.
Oh, I like that.
Guaranteed by the Word of God.
Guaranteed by the Word of God.
Oh, George, I like that.
And the return, the hundredfold return, Gloria, that grows
fast.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. The bank of heaven is not subject to theft, ruin, corruption, or economic
thieves
conditions.
Thieves can't break through.
Or economic conditions. No matter what's going on in the economy, the bank of heaven is not affected by that.
No. Recession, depression, the bank of heaven's untouched. Okay, I just wrote on mine.
All right.
Return guaranteed in my account. The Word said it.
Returned.
It's a contract. It's a commitment.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep, there it is. A return guaranteed. The return is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It's guaranteed.
in my account.
And it doesn't matter what's happening
No.
In the economy.
No, it's heaven's economy. It operates on heaven's economy.
That's right, heaven's economy. That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, the Philippians opened such an account with Paul in his ministry in Philippians 4:15. This is interesting, Gloria.
Okay.
This is the Goodspeed translation. It says, "No church but yours went into partnership and opened an account with us." Ah.
No church but yours.
How do you open an account in heaven? Well, it shows
us
right here.
You invest.
You invest in the gospel.
That's right.
You invest in the gospel.
No church but yours went into partnership and opened an account with us. So no church but yours mm-hmm. is going to get the interest and the increase and the miracle.
That's a good way to put it.
Hallelujah.
No church but yours. Whoa.
So if yours was the only church,
yep.
you'd get it
then
all.
You're doing good. You're mm-hmm. doing really good.
That's right.
The Williams translation says, "No church but yours went into partnership with me to open an account of credit and debits."
That means you can make withdrawals,
ah,
if I understand the banking system.
That's exactly right.
you can make withdrawals.
Yeah, you can. You can. And that's one of the things, Gloria, that you and I will be talking about later on in the week. We are going to go through, and I call
I'm already excited, a
seven-point withdrawal slip. That's the step-by-step that you take. And this is in the books that you and Kenneth have taught us about.
Yeah.
How do you make withdrawals from your heavenly account? And then, but tomorrow, we're going to start going into how to make deposits.
Good.
How do you make deposits into the Bank of Heaven?
We're going to be discussing the heavenly banking system.
The heavenly banking system. And I'll just read this. You know, our foundation scripture, I just thought of this, Gloria. Our foundation scripture is this in Philippians. But I didn't include on this page Philippians 4:19 that says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Okay. So this system is underwritten by heaven.
That's right.
Not earth. not the bank over here on the street.
That's right.
But it's heaven.
Heaven underwrites
guarantees it.
Yep. I love
it. Fulfills it.
That's so good. You know, we have been doing these broadcasts. We have done, as of today, 367 prosperity broadcasts. And when we first began, you know, I said, "Gloria, you can't exhaust the subject of prosperity." And I remember your answer so well. You said, "Let's try."
We're still doing it. Yes,
there's
amen.
So much information about prosperity in the Word of God.
Awesome.
And the most important thing for us to realize that it is God's will for us to prosper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at a person's life, you think about the things that they do on a daily basis, and you've got two choices. Would you rather be able to pay all of your bills with money left over and live debt-free, or would you rather be in constantly behind, not being able to pay your bills, over your head in debt? I think the choice is pretty obvious.
We made the choice to stay out of debt.
And you did. And you know what? I thought about that the other day.
And I'll tell you, we've lacked for nothing.
No, we have.
We learned how. God taught us how to receive.
That's right.
There is a way to receive, and the Lord will teach you how.
You and Kenneth have proved that you can live personally debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
You've also proved that a ministry like this can operate debt-free. And
that's
I am
right.
so grateful for that.
Praise God.
We are really living off of the decision that you and Kenneth made together
Praise God. Many years ago. We've never regretted it, I'll tell you that.
And we've been, of course, I've been here. This will be 44 years with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And I've seen a lot of things happen. I've seen us in deficits. I've seen us, you know, coming right down to the wire. But we have always made it. Hey, we're still here.
That's right.
And we have never gone to the bank to borrow the money. And I am so grateful for that.
And we have more when we believe God than when we try and strive, go in debt, strive to pay for whatever it is you went in debt for. God doesn't charge you interest.
No, He does not. No, it's you know, we did some figures one time about the executive building that we have here. That was built back in 1986. And had we borrowed the money for it, I think we would have just been finishing up the payments a couple of years ago. But think about all of the interest multiplied.
Yeah.
How much interest
miles,
this ministry,
tens of thousands.
How much interest we have saved to be able to use directly for the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions of
that's
dollars.
Right.
So I'm so grateful for that decision that you and Kenneth made about that.
We're grateful too.
And one of the things that they have taught us in the past, and I have the books to prove it right here, the original copies of these.
The originals.
God's Will is Prosperity, The Laws of Prosperity. And you've talked to us about how to prosper. And you know what, Gloria? We've had people sending us testimonies. And
good.
I want to read one to you before
good.
We get into the Word
those.
Today. But everywhere I travel, whenever we're in a meeting somewhere, inevitably people come up to me and say, I so enjoy you and Gloria on the
I'm
Prosperity
glad.
Broadcast.
Praise God.
And I'm grateful for
How
that.
How many have we done?
We've done 367 of them.
367 broadcasts on Prosperity.
So here is a testimony from someone. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
It says, thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithful teaching and preaching. Less than 1 year ago, we went into Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Our house was in foreclosure. My husband was faced with imminent layoff from his job. Mm. We were in a bad place. We also have 10 children.
Oh, increase.
Increase. We have always struggled financially. There were times when I was rationing groceries and crying myself to sleep. We've always been givers, but we've not always been tithers. Mm. We were in a hard place, but we decided, what do we have to lose? So we tithed on what little we had.
Yes,
since we've started tithing, or giving the 10% off of the top, we have lacked nothing.
Praise God. What a great testimony.
We have been blessed above all that we could have asked or imagined. The chapter bankruptcy we entered into last fall was set up as a 5-year payoff plan. We will be out of it next month.
Praise
That's less
God.
Than a year.
Praise God.
The house was not foreclosed upon. The bank refinanced the mortgage at the current market rate. We didn't even get a penalty. We're believing that we will have the mortgage paid off next
year. I agree with you.
Be in
you
agreement
will.
With us. So yes. we are in agreement with
yes.
them right now.
Yes, paid off next
paid
year.
Paid off. Tithing works. Sowing works.
Yes, it does.
KCM is good soil. We've been blessed
Praise
by
God.
Your partnership.
Praise
Isn't that
God.
Wonderful,
it
Gloria?
Is. Where does What part of the world does that come from?
It does not say.
It doesn't say. Well, that is a great testimony.
Peter and Kelly Anywhere. Sent this to it. I need to find out from where the folks are writing us from.
Yeah, that's great.
But see, they've been applying the principles of what we've been teaching on the broadcast.
I'm glad somebody's listening.
They are listening.
And it's working.
Oh, and it is working. And
Hallelujah.
We get some wonderful testimonies. I'll read some more this
Good.
Week.
Good. I love those testimonies.
But what Gloria and I have been talking about this week, we're talking about our heavenly bank account. And the foundation scripture for this is found in Philippians 4, in the Amplified 4:14 in the Amplified translation. It says, Paul says this, but it was right and commendable and noble of you to contribute for my needs and to share my affliction, my difficulties with me. And you Philippians yourselves well know that in the early days of the gospel ministry when I left Macedonia, no church or assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only.
I remember part of that myself, but I don't remember the account being open.
The
but
account.
We survived.
Yes, you did.
We did.
Yes, you did.
We got by.
And
then
did
we
it.
Increased.
And you partnered with Oral Roberts in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
You actually opened a debit and credit account in the Bank of Heaven.
That's right.
That's one of the ways.
I was at home with the kids, but he was in some of the things at ORU.
Right.
And he came home so excited. We've become partners with Oral Roberts.
For $10
a
month.
And he said, we're going to sow $10 a month. And here was my response. where will we get $10 to sew? And that is no exaggeration.
Gloria.
We didn't have anything. Wow. We were just starting, you know. We had a little rented house furnished in early Goodwill.
Yep. He said we can have Oral Roberts anointing for $10 a month.
But and sure enough.
and whether you knew it or not at the time, since you learned this revelation after that, you actually opened up an account in the Bank of Heaven. You opened the account with $10.
Yeah, that's
right. All it took. That's all it took.
I think the $10 was our tithe of $100 that we got somewhere.
You opened up you opened up an account, and here we go. I mean, there you go. It began right there.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
started multiplying. Well, that's
we
what
got
these...
We got revelation, you know, of how to increase in finances.
Right.
From
right.
the Word, and it's always worked.
It has.
Still works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God.
Well, verse 15, entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only. These Philippians, they were, Gloria, they were the most wonderful partners.
They were ahead of others, I think.
They really were. They really were connected to him. They're like...
Spiritually, I think they had more going for them.
They really did.
They just believed it. Like people like us.
And exactly. Exactly. And he wrote the book of Philippians while he was in prison.
Yeah.
And they say it's the most joy-filled book in the New Testament, the letter that he wrote. And 16 times in that letter, he talked about joy and rejoicing and praise rejoice. God. Look at that.
That's a good thing to realize.
So in verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, you sent me contributions for my needs, not only once, but a second time. Verse 17, not that I seek or am eager for your gift, but I do seek and I'm eager for the fruit which increases to your credit. And I like this part, Gloria.
Me too.
The harvest of blessing that is accumulating to your account.
The harvest of blessing. You should write a book and then title it The Harvest of Blessing and give me 3 copies.
Okay, I'll do that. The harvest.
That's good. The harvest.
Gloria has
of
given
blessing.
Me so many books to write. I've got a collection of titles of these books. The Harvest.
Oh, they're going to be good.
The Harvest of Blessing. I like that. And then in verse 17, it says, but I have your full payment and more. I have everything I need. I'm amply supplied. Now that I've received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent me, they are the fragrant odor of an offering and a sacrifice which God welcomes and in which He delights.
Yes, amen.
So we find here that there is their bank
accounts
in heaven.
You see in that description, they are the fragrant odor of an offering and sacrifice
yes.
which
mm-hmm.
God welcomes and in which He delights. You can see faith in that.
Oh, you
faith.
Can.
They're not crying all the way to the offering plate.
That's
you know
so
what I mean?
True. Yeah, that's so
they're,
true.
They're expecting. They're an odor of an offering, fragrant odor of an offering and sacrifice which
that's
God
good.
Welcomes and in which He delights. So they weren't planning on doing without. They were planning on increase. That's faith. That's the way we sow.
That's the way we sow.
Yeah.
In the King James, it's not in here, but in the King James, Gloria, when it says, I've received at Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell. An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing
it
to God.
It was not unpleasant for
it's
them
not,
to
it
sow.
It doesn't stink.
No.
It's a sweet smell. So we found out yesterday, Gloria, in Matthew 6:20, there are bank accounts in heaven. And in verse 20 of the NIV, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal.
Listen to this, George. This is interrupting your...
No, go right ahead.
I got something else.
Go ahead.
They are the fragrant odor, the gifts that you sent, are a fragrant odor of an offering and sacrifice which God welcomes and in which He delights. Now, this is the way He delights in your offering.
Oh.
And then, so what I said was, they weren't planning on lack. You can see right there, they were planning on increase. They were expecting increase.
I like they weren't planning on lack. They were planning for increase.
Yeah. They were expecting increase.
They were expecting. Then that's what we have to do. That's what we need to be expecting. We need to have with us at all times an air of expectation. And what Gloria just said, that they were expecting the increase.
They were, I think they were seeing themselves increase as they made that offering.
I believe you're right.
And they
because
did.
It had happened to them before. It had happened to them before. They were truly expecting. We have some churches that give to this ministry that give outstanding gifts. And the whole church does it. The whole church sows into this ministry. And they also with an expectation of receiving a harvest from that.
Yeah.
The harvest expectation.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's exactly right, Gloria.
Praise God.
In Luke 12:33, it's called a treasure in heaven that fails not.
Amen.
Now, the bank of heaven is not subject to theft, ruin, corruption, or economic conditions of any kind. And I'm going to read to you, this is my little notepad here that I'm collecting gloriisms.
Oh, whoa.
So this is what you and I have talked about. Gloria, this is what you said yesterday. This is so good. Our heavenly bank account has a guaranteed return of 100-fold. The return is guaranteed to our account. It is underwritten by the Word of God.
It is.
You said to me in between our tapings here, you said that there are banks that fail.
Yeah.
The Bank of Heaven will not fail.
No, it won't fail.
It's not affected. There won't be a run on the bank.
No.
It won't go into foreclosure.
No.
It's underwritten by the Word of God. That's what you said. Our heavenly bank account won't fail. We deposit,
will not
we withdraw.
Fail.
You said it operates, the Bank of Heaven operates on heaven's economy.
Amen. So it's not going to fail.
And I like this. You were praying yesterday. See, I write down these things. I write down what she says. I write down what Brother Copeland says. And sometimes you can't write fast enough to keep up with Gloria. But you wrote this yesterday. I wrote it down on my paper here,
okay.
Gloria. You were praying yesterday, and then after the broadcast, I said to you, I said, I wrote this down. You said, increase is on the horizon.
I believe it.
And you said this. You said, oh, but wait. Then you said, increase is on the horizon, just like the sunrise at dawn.
Yes, that's right. Amen. Where is that on these notes? I don't see
it's
that.
Not. These are fresh notes.
Those
this
are
is
new
what
ones.
Wrote.
You'll have to give me a new slip.
I wrote this
slip.
Down yesterday
okay.
as you were talking.
That's good.
Increase is on the horizon.
Increase is on the horizon.
Just like the sunrise is
well,
at the sun
just
comes
take
up
that
at dawn.
Scripture. Give, and it shall be given
right?
unto you.
Right.
That's the only scripture you need to see increase on the horizon.
That's exactly
it says
right.
it. It just says it.
Now you need to write.
I believe it.
You need to write a book.
I did write a book.
Oh, okay. You've written a lot of books called Increase on the Horizon. Now, wouldn't that be a great
yeah, that'd
book?
Be great.
Ooh, Increase on the Horizon.
Increase on the Horizon.
Increase on the Horizon. So that's another book. I'll write the book Harvest of Blessing, and then after that I'll write the book Increase.
Okay, George, get busy.
On the horizon. Well, it's the Bank of Heaven is impenetrable. Thieves cannot come in and steal from it.
No.
And this is what the Philippians did.
And it's not dependent on earthly success or
right
earthly
conditions
or whether the earth's in a slump or
right.
recession or what. It is backed by heaven's word.
Yes, right.
And power. So
backed
it's not going
word.
To fail.
Yeah.
Praise God.
It won't fail. Well, the Philippians open this account. And point B there, Gloria, number two. They open this account. And in Philippians 4:15 in the Goodspeed, no church but yours went into partnership and opened an account with us. So there's a connection there between partnership in the gospel
yeah.
and opening that account in heaven.
Yeah.
The Williams translation, no church but yours went into partnership with me to open an account of credit and debits. So they open their account through their partnership. Now, we're talking today about interest is accumulating. Interest accumulates in the bank of heaven. Because we talked about this, if you look at point C, verse 17 of our foundation scripture says, not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Amen.
The Amplified translation, I do seek and I'm eager for the fruit which increases to your credit, the harvest of blessing that is accumulating to your account. So the account in heaven accumulates. It gets bigger. The interest on the account in heaven is massive. The Moffat translation, or rather the NIV translation.
You know why it accumulates so fast?
Why?
The earth can't influence it. It's only influenced by heaven's economy and heaven's power. Isn't that good?
The earth can't influence it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason it's accumulating.
It's not an earthly situation.
Yeah, it's not. It's not set by the Fed.
Mm-mm.
It's a return that is not influenced by any of the conditions here in the earth.
That's right.
That's good.
See, we're not operating. We're not believing when we sow.
Yeah.
We're not believing for the return if things go well in the this or that
yeah.
or the other.
Yeah. Exactly.
We believe from heaven. It's heaven's yeah. word we're going on.
Well,
we're acting on the word from heaven.
Exactly.
So give, and it shall be given unto you.
Yep. Good measure, pressed down.
Increase. Increase.
That's right.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Yep.
Shall men. Now, we should expect people to give to our bosom.
Sure.
Into our bosom.
Sure.
We don't look to people as our source, but we have a word that says they shall do it.
Yep. They do.
Now, they need to hear that.
Need to hear that. They
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It really does work. You know, I just read this testimony a few moments ago about these people that went into this chapter 13 bankruptcy. Their house was in foreclosure. Their husband was facing an imminent layoff on his job. She said, we were in a bad place. They weren't tithing, so they started tithing. And now it's turned around. It has turned around.
Praise
the
God.
Bank of Heaven is producing for them because the result of that is, since they've started tithing, and they have 10 children, but since they've started tithing, they said, we've lacked nothing. We've been blessed above all that we could ask or imagine.
Praise God.
The bankruptcy that we entered into last fall was set up for 5-year plan. They'll be out by next month.
Praise God.
The house was not foreclosed upon. That whole thing turned around.
Yeah, yeah.
And
faith
it was because
turned
they started tithing. They started making deposits into their heavenly bank account, and the interest was accruing, and they were seeing a supernatural yeah. manifestation of the provisional hand of God upon them.
What
El Shaddai.
They were acting on the Word, what
they
the Word
acting.
Says about money and finances.
Yep.
And if yeah. you'll act on the Word,
yes.
what the Word says about money and finances, you'll increase.
Yeah. If you'll act on the Word about
money.
And
not money, tithing.
Yeah.
Is not smart, because that's the basis of increase. According to the Word of God that I see, that's the biggest part of increase.
Yes.
Is getting
yep.
God involved in your money.
So if
and
I
he
may.
Didn't ask for 50%. He didn't ask for 60%.
No.
He didn't ask for all of it for you to increase.
Right.
A tithe.
A tenth.
A dime out yeah. of a dollar.
Yes.
George, can you give a dime out
yes,
of a dollar
yes,
in faith?
I can. Because he takes it, turns around, and uses it for our benefit anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
He reinvests
it. We got scripture.
The tithe. Ooh, I got it. The tithe that goes into the heavenly bank account, but he takes it and he reinvests it for our benefit. And he knows where to invest. He knows where it needs to go. And so we have, and I like what you just said. I'm going to use that quote. Not tithing is not smart.
That's right. That's exactly the bottom line right there.
This last verse, this Philippians 4:17 in the Moffat. Paul said, I'm anxious for the interest that accumulates to your divine account.
Or you could say the increase that accumulates.
Yeah, interest that accumulates. Yeah. And then he says, I seek for the profit which increases to your account. Mark 10:29, he shall receive 100-fold now in this time.
Now what? There was no stutter in that verse.
Nope, not at all.
It just flat made a statement and said, you shall receive.
You shall receive. He shall receive. Good.
100-fold.
Yes.
Now.
Now.
And in the time to come.
In the time
to come.
So
you're investing in your future here and there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is back with us from Eagle Mountain International Church, pastor there. And we are having a good time already talking about increase. We believe in increase. We believe in prosperity. We
That's
believe
right.
in the blessing.
That's right, we do. Unashamedly believe
in
the
blessing. And we like to talk
blessing.
About it,
That's
don't we,
right.
George?
Okay. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich.
Yeah.
And he adds no sorrow with it.
Isn't that just like the Lord?
It really is how he takes care of us.
Without sorrow.
And it is his desire to take care of all of our needs. He said, I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
So that's available
now
to
this,
us.
Now, see that by Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that takes all limits off.
It does. Oh, that's good.
I had never thought of that before, but it does. It takes all limits off. We're not talking about a natural happening or depending on natural circumstances, but by Christ Jesus.
That's very good.
Glory to God.
The by Christ Jesus takes all the limits off. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before,
I've
Gloria.
I've never thought about it before.
and that's why I like coming into the studio and working with Gloria, because she comes up with all of these great things. Look at the list I have so far I've gotten this week of all of the gloriisms that I've been able to write down. It's wonderful. I like the one that you gave yesterday.
What was it?
Not tithing is not smart.
That's right. That's easy to understand, isn't it?
It really
George?
Is easy to understand. Let's see. You said that. Oh, this one I like too. Increase is on the horizon, just like the sunrise at dawn.
That's right.
I like that one as well. So we've got, we're looking forward to what Gloria's going to say today this broadcast.
You can tell that George and I enjoy the Word.
We do. We really do enjoy the Word.
Uh-huh.
I have been here since 1976. And really, when Terry and I first met in 1975, I started listening to the messages here and just completely changed my life. I'm so grateful, Gloria, out of all the families in the world that I could have been connected with, the Lord connected me with this one.
Well, we're so grateful for you, George.
I'm the one.
In every way of
blessing. I'm the one that is so thankful because Praise I received, God. I was at ORU. I'd gone to art school a couple of years and then I left. I got saved. I went to ORU and I really had planned on being at ORU for the rest of that time. I had 3 years to go. And after I met Terry and then I got connected with you and Kenneth and the ministry and the message, I came to work here in 1976, and I never went back.
I never went back. You never left. You're still here, George.
I'm still the longest summer job I've ever had. But the thing I was saying was that the education that I have received at this ministry,
praise God,
has been absolutely world-changing in my
praise
life.
God.
And I'm so thankful to you.
Well, we're so
Kenneth.
Thankful for you. You've been a great blessing.
And people are blessed by what they receive from this ministry. I know that you don't hear a lot of times the good things that are being said. That's why I want to read this testimony
okay,
to
good.
You.
I'm going to hear it.
And I want you to, we make, first of all of the outlines are available on kcm.org. And you can go to the picture of Glory and Me and you can click onto that and it will take you to all of them. All 360, where are we today? Eight. Outlines that we have available to you on prosperity. And we have product, Gloria, that we have taught over these years on prosperity. But people are blessed Praise by God. What they hear. And listen, this is a great testimony. This Barbara writes to us and
what
says,
page are you on now?
I'm just going to read this to you and then we'll get to our notes. She said, I was laid off of a job as a technical writer after being with the company for approximately 12 years. I submitted a prayer request in July to KCM, and I also sowed a seed into the ministry. I am a partner.
Praise God.
I uploaded Pastor George and Gloria's 50 Days of Prosperity ebook onto my Kindle app. Technical terms. And I have been speaking, decreeing, and declaring those promises of God. Mm-hmm. Today, I was offered a new position as a technical writer at the top salary range.
That gives me goosebumps.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome, George.
Also, I normally attend the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign each year. My new manager has already agreed to give me the Friday off in November so that I can attend.
Praise God.
That's the
Praise
favor of God.
God. Yes, that's
so it's
awesome.
Working.
That's a thrill.
It's working. And if you have a testimony, you send that testimony to us. And we'll, if we can, we get to it. We'd love to read it on the broadcast because it's encouraging to us to hear.
It helps others.
It does. It helps others to hear.
It'll make other people want to come hear the word.
Yep. And when you hear a testimony like that, you say, that happens to me
all the time. That happens to me.
Or like Brother Keith talks about, I'm in that blessing line.
Yes, amen.
I'm in the blessing line.
Amen.
Gloria, what we've been talking about is our heavenly bank account. And so many people don't realize that they have a heavenly bank account. In the same way that we have earthly bank accounts, we have a heavenly bank account. And that heavenly bank account, I'm going to read a couple of Gloriasms
here. Let me just say something about the heavenly.
Please.
It seems to me that if you're a tither,
mm-hmm.
and that 10% has been sown into the work of the Lord, and that's your seed.
Yep.
It seems to me like you have got a lot in your account.
That's exactly right.
I mean, what if you're 50, 60, 70, 80 years old and you've sown into your account by that tithe year after year after year after year? There's not any reason for you not to have plenty.
That's right. It's accumulating.
That's right.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in the book of Psalms,
And it's not just what you've sown. It's an increase of what you've sown.
It's an increase, yes. And God, Psalms teaches us that God never forgets a seed.
That's right.
He knows.
What is that scripture?
He knows. I need to find it. I knew you were going
to
ask me.
We need to have that.
need to find that one.
That's a good point.
But He does not. He remembers every seed that is sown. So that if you were born and living in 1984, well, all that year that you gave, He knows every seed that we've sown. Isn't that something?
I want to get that scripture.
I'm going to get that scripture for you. We'll get that. So the foundation scripture that we read is from Philippians 4, 15 through 18. Here's the New Living NIV translation, Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift.
That was a partner.
That's right. They were partners. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to
your
account.
Praise God.
Gloria, we have a heavenly bank account.
We do. I'd like to see what it is. Wouldn't you, George?
I would, too.
I would, too. Jump up and down and run around the room.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. So, I want to talk about today.
But we know it's there.
We're talking, Gloria, about how to make deposits into your heavenly account.
Okay.
And starting with Matthew 6:20, go ahead and read that scripture from the Amplified, if you would, number one.
Is this the Amplified or...
you've got it right there.
Mm-hmm. Gather and heap up and store for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor worm consume and destroy, and where thieves do not break through and steal. In other words, it's protected.
Right. Right.
Amass wealth for... you want me to read the others?
Yeah, go right ahead.
WBT, what is that? World... This translation.
Yeah, that translation.
Amass wealth for yourselves in heaven. The Message, stockpile treasure in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
This is 1 Timothy 6:19, laying up in store for yourselves a good foundation against the time that they may lay hold, and against the time to come that mm-hmm. they may lay hold of eternal life.
Right.
So let's just say I've been a tither for 50 years.
Right.
I've been laying up 50 years. And not moth can't destroy it. It can't be stolen.
Yeah.
It's laid up.
Yep.
It's laid up with my name on it. And so for the time to come,
mm-hmm.
when you need it, in other words,
exactly.
laid up for when you need it, you can make a withdrawal. If you've been laying up your tithe, if you've been doing, I'm a tither. I am a tither.
Yep.
And we are laying up in store for the time we need to make a withdrawal. The first rule of withdrawing from any account is that one has to make a deposit.
Yeah.
If you haven't put anything in, Georgie, you can't get anything out.
Yeah, you could write duh there.
We know that is true in the natural realm, but forget about it when it comes to heavenly things. It is called
the law.
What prospers us like that. The law of sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
And it is an eternal law, and it always works.
Yep, it does. I thought about this as
it works good or bad, though. That's the thing.
In either direction.
If you're sowing bad, you'll reap bad. If you're sowing good, you'll reap good.
Exactly. I was thinking
That's fair.
As you were talking just then, we were talking about you have to, the first rule of withdrawing from any account is that one has to make a deposit.
That's right.
And I thought how ridiculous it would be to drive up to the drive-thru in the bank.
Yeah, like you were ordering a hamburger.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you say to them, I'd like to withdraw 10,000, or you make out a withdrawal strip, mm-hmm. slip, and say, I want to withdraw $10,000 today. And they say back at you, but I'm sorry, sir, you don't have an account here. That would be ridiculous.
We just don't see an account here.
We don't see an account here. You have no money in your account, and you don't have
an account. If you have no money in the account, you cannot withdraw.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care what bank you go to. Yeah. The guy might say, I'm going to change banks. It won't matter. It'll be the same thing.
No, it doesn't. So we know that
no deposit, no return.
Well, there you go. That's it right there. That's it in summary. No deposit, no return. So we're looking today, Gloria. People might wonder, well, how do I make a deposit into my heavenly account? And there are four major ways that we make deposits into the heavenly account.
Good.
So we'll go through these together.
Okay. All right.
The first one, of course, and we've been talking about this, is tithing. Tithing. That is the number one way to make a deposit into the heavenly account.
Other things aren't going to work without that.
Mm-mm. No, they're not.
That's the foundation, you could say.
Yep. Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Now, let me stop for a moment. And I wrote this in my notes this morning. I added the Amplified translation of that. It says, bring ye all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income.
Isn't it interesting that the Lord found it necessary to say all? Like you just said, the whole tent. That's saying that.
Yeah.
All is saying the whole tent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. This is what fascinates me about Gloria Copeland. As I'm sitting here, she'll find something like one word, bring ye all.
Mm-hmm.
And you just seem to go to that word, and it seems like revelation pours out of that's really good.
That is, what's the word be? That's required.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah.
You don't do that, you haven't done it.
Well, you said something, when did you say that? Oh, you said it, I don't know if it was yesterday, I think it was yesterday that you said it, but we were reading, okay, let me brag on her for just a moment. We were reading in Philippians 4:19. It's not on your page there, but 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So I gave that scripture yesterday, and Gloria looked at me and she said, now let me add this. And you said, by Christ Jesus. And you said, the by Christ Jesus takes all the limits off.
That's right. It does. I believe it.
That's good.
It takes all
That's
of
That's really
the
good.
Top.
So you can see how much, why I enjoy doing this so much with her.
We both enjoy it.
Bring ye all the tithes, all. Mm-hmm. All the tithes, the whole tenth of your income. And this is what we do, Gloria. When we talk about tithing, people talk about, well, do you tithe off the gross or the net? And we tithe off of everything.
You tithe off the increase.
The increase.
If you have no increase,
yeah,
you have no tithe.
Mm-hmm.
But you tithe off the increase.
Yeah.
So if you have the gross, you tithe off the gross.
You tithe off the gross. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That is the increase.
Yep. Yep. Well, that there may... Okay, so bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
If I will not open the... And you know what? I just got this image, as I was saying that, of a bank teller at a window in the bank.
Yeah.
And the windows of heaven. And how when you make a withdrawal from the bank, and they... You know how they count the money sometimes? Like that, they'll count money like that. And I can see the windows of heaven because of our tithe. I can see the windows of heaven open up, and I can see the...
Here it comes.
And it's all coming out of our account.
Well, think about this, George.
Yes.
Bring ye... This is a key part of this revelation. Bring you all.
Mm-hmm.
All.
Yeah.
What is all?
What all. Is all? All.
That leaves nothing out.
Yeah.
All the tithes.
Yeah.
So this is talking to someone who is a faithful tither.
Yes, yes.
And who doesn't shrink back, shirk back.
Yep. Yeah.
If and then you will see the windows of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse and see if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Well, if you say, well, you know, I don't think we got enough to tithe this month.
Mm.
We could do $50. Those windows are slammed shut. They're not gonna open.
Yeah.
Good night.
Absolutely. And we've, since 1982, when Brother Copeland went up to Arkansas because we were $1 million behind.
Yeah.
And he said to the Lord, we need $1 million. And the Lord said to him, you need to give 10% off the top of this ministry back to minister to other ministries that are ministering to the poor and ministering to others.
See, we weren't doing all.
We weren't doing all. And he came back from that.
Yeah.
And he made the announcement. I was here at the time.
We didn't know how we were going to manage
that. It seemed like it would be the most...
A lot of people on staff.
Yep. It'd be the most impossible thing to do that. But, you know, that's... Both of us, we trust Brother Copeland when he hears from the Lord. That's just
right.
When he hears something from
and
the Lord.
And we trust that if we see it in black and white, settles the
issue. That just settles it right there. Well, he came back, and I remember how that wave of that information went throughout the ministry. But since that time, we've come awfully close. We've had some close
near
calls.
Near misses,
but we have tithed no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what shape the ministry was in, we have been faithful.
You feared
tithers.
Not, and you did what the Word says.
That's right.
And you were blessed.
Exactly.
That's the way it is.
And it continues, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He will not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, when those windows of heaven are open,
mm-hmm.
you can tell by this that the blessing is in manifestation. Read the rest of it. The vines won't cast her fruit before the time.
Yep.
All nations shall call you blessed. In other words, nations will see that you're blessed. People will see the blessing. And you shall be a delightsome land.
Mm-hmm.
If
you bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
Yeah. So it's good to be a sower in addition to your tithe. But it is absolutely necessary to be a tither.
Absolutely.
If you want the blessing to work.
Absolutely. And that's how we make deposits. Go to your second page in the last 3 minutes and 53 seconds that I've got left here. We've got left.
Okay,
here's how. Okay. Second page. Okay.
Well, what do you want me to read?
Well, we're talking about the last three ways to make deposits into the...
3, 4, and 5?
3, 4, and 5, yeah. So,
and Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man," nobody.
Yep.
This is a done deal for everybody.
Yep.
"There is no man that's left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive..." That could be, some of that could be your tithe too,
mm-hmm.
George.
That's right. That's right.
"But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life."
Yeah.
"Kingdom promoting giving is a spiritual transaction that provokes the release of financial fortune to the ultimate degree." Now, that's a great sentence there. "Kingdom promotion giving... giving to promote the kingdom,"
mm-hmm, right,
"is a spiritual transaction that provokes the release of financial fortune to the ultimate degree."
That's good.
In other words, there's not anything like it to compare to the return,
exactly,
that you get,
exactly,
on other things.
So we
businesses
make,
or anything else.
We make deposits, number one, by tithing, number mm-hmm. two, by investing in the gospel. And read the next one, Gloria. We do it by giving.
Yes.
Giving to the poor.
What? Yeah, giving to the poor. "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he has given, he will repay." So we know that when we bless the poor,
mm-hmm.
we have a guarantee that he will be repaid.
Right.
"The poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, will he pay him again."
Yep.
"A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor." In other words, church, you're not going to be blessed much if you're stingy. if you're hanging on to every quarter and you can't let go of a dollar and you just won't, I can't afford to tithe. You're the very one that needs it the most. Giving is a praise to God. Now, that's a good thing to remember when you're sowing. That's 1 Chronicles 16:29. "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him." What is it you don't understand about bring an offering and come before Him?
Mm-hmm.
That's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really
is. See, this is all about you being blessed, all about me being blessed.
It
this
is
what we do. "Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. And praise is the big gun of faith."
Yep, it is. It
do it,
really
act
is.
On it, sow it, give it, believe it, and praise.
So we make our deposits into our heavenly bank account through tithing, investing in the gospel, giving to the poor, mm-hmm. and giving as a praise to God. And I'll finish my part, Gloria, on this. Just I'll quote what you just said. "You are not going to be blessed much if you're stingy."
That's right.
Woo!
That is a fact.
Woo!
You may not be, in fact, you may not be blessed at all.
At all. I'll add that part too. You're not going to be blessed at all if you're stingy. There you go. There you go. So that's how we make deposits into our heavenly.
That's good. That's good, George. That's easy to get hold of.
I'm so glad to be on this broadcast with you.
Well, we enjoy it, don't we?
We have been having a great time this week. And this is day 369 of all of the prosperity broadcasts that we've done. And I'm just so thrilled. And it's amazing to me.
369.
How many of these that we've done?
It's going to help people, George.
It is. And it has been helping people.
Good.
As a matter of fact,
good.
I'd like to read a testimony.
Oh, I'd love
it. I have one right here.
Okay.
And this is from Deborah in New Mexico. And she writes, "I've been immersing myself in the Word of God for about 4 years now." That's
praise
good.
God. Oh,
that's
yeah.
good. "I especially love Ms. Gloria and Pastor George's prosperity messages."
How sweet. Thank you so much.
"I have learned so much and I'm no longer afraid of what the future might hold."
Oh, that's a great testimony.
It is. "I have learned to trust God in all things."
Praise God.
She said, "My daughter has been attending university for the past 4 years. She'll be graduating soon. My husband and I have put her through college for the past 4 years, debt-free."
Praise the Lord.
"When I look back, I cannot understand it, how it was possible. But I know that I live in the blessing."
Yes.
The Lord has provided more than enough.
A blessing.
I have declared out loud for the past 4 years, my daughter's tuition is paid in full. She's been saying that over and over and over again. My daughter's tuition is paid in full. She says, my father has provided. She recently received an $8,000 scholarship for her academic excellence and dedication to her studies.
Praise God.
Praise God. His word is true. I know our future is bright because we know Him in His word and we know His love for us. She said, I love everyone at the Victory Channel too.
Hallelujah.
So isn't that a great testimony?
That's a great testimony, George. So, that thrills me to know somebody's getting it, acting on it, making it work.
That's right.
They enjoying it.
So we want your testimonies. If you send them to us, just let us know what the Lord is doing in your life, where prosperity or anything else is concerned,
healing,
deliverance. Send your testimonies to us. And I also want to let you know that all of the outlines that Gloria and I are working from, all of them that we've ever done, are available on KCM.org. So Gloria, all they have to do is go to the homepage, click onto our picture, and it'll take them to not just this outline today or this week, but every outline that we have done.
I want a copy of all of them myself.
Isn't that really something?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Praise God.
So we've been talking
about preaching this.
You and I have been talking about this week how to make how our heavenly So we've been talking. I've been trying to talk this week about our heavenly bank account. And we've talked about already how to make deposits into the heavenly account. We found out that there are bank accounts on earth, but there are also bank accounts in heaven. And if I may quote you, these are my quotes just from this time that we've had together. But really, this week, Gloria's come up with some really good ones. She said, our heavenly bank account has a guaranteed return.
Yes.
She said, it is underwritten by the Word of God.
That's right.
Our heavenly bank account cannot fail. We make deposits. We make withdrawals. Our heavenly bank account operates on heaven's economy. So that's why it can't fail.
Amen.
It won't shut down.
It's a heavenly bank account.
It's a what?
A heavenly bank account.
I thought you said a friendly bank account. I guess it is that too.
Too friendly, yeah.
But it is. It's a heavenly bank account. We are not dependent on the economic conditions around us.
That's right.
The things that go on in the earth cannot affect our bank account. I like what you said here. If you act on the word, the money will be there.
That's right.
We also discussed, one of the things we talked about was the different ways to make deposits. And one of them was tithing. And you said, not tithing is not smart.
That's right. That's the truth.
And then let me see if I got another one. Oh, you also said, increase is on the horizon, just like the sunrise at dawn.
I believe it. Every time you see that, think about it. The horizon with the sun coming up.
Yep.
Increase.
And then you said, you are not going to be blessed at all if you're stingy.
That is the bottom line. That is the bottom line.
So you've come up with some really good ones this week. Gloria, if you would please, at the top of your page on your notes, go ahead and read our foundation scripture, if you would.
Okay.
And comment as you go along, if you wish.
Okay. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. Mm-hmm. That's Philippians 4:15 through 18, NIV 84.
So in that scripture, we find a revelation that many people don't realize. And what that is, Gloria, in the last part, I'm looking for what may be credited to your account.
Oh, we've got an account.
We have an account in heaven.
A blessing account.
A blessing account. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And what I did here, Gloria, was I wrote this paragraph. I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
But it really is the background and the story of how you and Kenneth got out of debt. And what I did was I looked at your book, because you write about it in God's Will is Prosperity.
I can tell you've been reading it.
I have been reading this one.
Or swatting flies with it or
this,
something.
No, this one this one has had been on many travels, but this is the original copy, the original print that came out that you signed.
Yeah.
Terry helped you with the editing. I helped you with the artwork.
Thank you
so
very much.
So you gave this to us. And then this is the original Laws of Prosperity book that I received information from this. So what I did was I took those two books, I compared your stories, and your stories really do link up together.
Good.
Isn't that a good thing? So, okay, listen to this. Kenneth and Gloria were living in Tulsa. This was back in 1967.
Okay.
He was a preacher without a place to preach and driving a worn-out car with 95,000 hard miles.
95,000 hard miles.
Mm-hmm. They had children to take care of and college to pay for. Up to this point, their financial track record was not good at all. They owed people with no apparent way to ever pay them back. However, after hearing Kenneth E. Hagin preach about faith from Mark 11:23, they decided to take action. They gathered up all their debts. They listed every person and the amount they owed.
Yep.
They calculated in great detail what it would take for them to operate their household. They included a 15% pad in the budget for extras. They determined what they needed in their immediate future. All of this information was written on paper in a formal prayer of agreement. Now, you know what a prayer of agreement is.
I do.
We've done that as well in terms of writing out.
We've used it many times.
Writing out an agreement and seeing the Lord bring things to pass.
Any two of you agree on earth as touching
anything
shall come to pass and be done for them by the Father in heaven.
That's right. Matthew 18:18 and 19.
So that's a great scripture.
It is a wonderful scripture.
It works for healing. It works for money. It works for peace, joy.
When, like you said, when two or more, like the word said, two or more are gathered together in my name.
It works. Now,
so,
where did we get to?
Okay. Now we're starting off with days went by.
Before they would sign their names to the agreement. We didn't know if we had the nerve, I guess.
They prayed
and fasted. Yep. They repented. We repented before God for not being good representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. They agreed together, according to Romans 13:8, that they would never borrow another dime. We committed that we'd never borrow money. They committed to God, we committed to God that we would pay back every one we owed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a long line. We continued to make deposits into our heavenly bank account by faithfully, here's the key, tithing and sowing seed.
So
we released our
faith. Let me read this verse, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I wrote to the side off of your column there.
Yeah, you did.
You said they agreed together according to Romans 13:8. And that was the important thing, that you had a scripture that you were standing on.
And everything. We'd always borrowed money for everything because we had no money.
Exactly. So Romans 13:8 in the Amplified, I wrote that off to the side because that was the kicker.
Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. That's the Word of God.
Yep.
So that kind of shut the door on anything else. That finished the deal, in other words.
It did.
We had a plain word, and if we were going to go against it, it wasn't going to work good.
So, okay, go ahead.
We released our faith and acted upon a seven-point Bank of Heaven withdrawal. The process took time, effort, prayer, focus, and diligence.
Mm-hmm.
We saturated ourselves with the Word of God and cut off every voice of the world. No TV, newspapers, just the Word of God. But praise God, 12 months from that day, every debt was paid in full and every need was met.
Yep.
I'm telling you, we got serious. And we didn't have, we We don't have that problem now, but we started out minus.
Yeah.
And had to come up to even.
You had to come up from the bottom of the barrel.
So we had to be diligent about it. And we had to, let go of some things. We couldn't do everything we needed or wanted to do.
Right. And you focused your faith.
But we survived.
Yeah. Well, I like what you said, and that's a good quote. We got serious, serious, serious.
That's
right. You were in a rank number three serious.
Three serious. We were number three serious situation.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's the truth.
On a level of one to three.
We didn't have any way to get anything.
Exactly.
Ken was he didn't have a job. He'd been going to school. I didn't have a job. I'd been having babies.
Yep.
So it was serious.
It was serious business.
Okay, okay.
So here's what we're going to do, Gloria.
Okay.
Today and tomorrow, we are going to go through this 7-point withdrawal.
Good.
These are the points that
That's
you
good.
And Brother Copeland in your books have listed out. So, so how to make a withdrawal from our heavenly account. And the first one, go ahead and read the first one if you would.
Okay, James 1:5-6. Decide on the amount you need to withdraw. Verses 5-6, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just pick some number off the top of your head. Be exact, single-minded. Once you have settled the amount, write it down. List your needs, debts, desires. You want me to read all this, George?
No, let's start. Stop at that one.
Okay.
That's the first step, is to decide the amount on what you need to withdraw from your account. Whenever you go to the bank and you're making a withdrawal, there's a particular amount of money that you're wanting to withdraw from that account. Well, we have that if we've been tithing and investing in the gospel, giving to the poor, giving into the gospel to help the work in partnership, then we have finances in our bank account. So we make a determination, what is it that we need to withdraw? And I know that what you and Kenneth did was you listed out all of the debts, all of the people that you owed, and then you added a 15% pad to that of things that you would need or extras that would come up. Terry and I have done the very same thing. In believing God, when we bought the house for Missy, your sister, well, then the house, we wanted to renovate the house, add space to it, and so forth. So we wrote down what it was going to take to do that and made a withdrawal from our heaven.
We prayed and agreed on
it. We did. We prayed. We agreed on it. We were exact about it.
We called it in.
We called it in. We absolutely did.
Yeah.
And now, here we are, a number of years later, We are living in a beautiful, debt-free home.
Wasn't it worth the effort?
It really was. We'd still be paying had we borrowed the money.
And still be under pressure.
And still be under pressure over that. And there's nothing, I'll tell you, there's nothing quite like the freedom of being debt-free.
That's right. It is an awesome thing.
I remember, Gloria, when I wrote the last check to pay off the house, and the freedom that I sent, I felt a little lifting on the inside. I felt like I hadn't felt before, because we had already always borrowed money for the house and so forth, but now we're out of debt.
Yeah.
We don't owe anybody anything.
And it's like getting whatever the amount of money that you had to, you know, that you got out of.
Yeah.
It's like getting a free pass of money.
It
like
really
you
is.
A bag of money.
It
Say
really
is. Say
it
was $1,500 you needed to do that.
Yep.
When you got you believed it in, got the $1,500, there's freedom there.
Oh.
There's freedom there. You'll never forget it.
Yep.
Praise
God.
And
it is. And again, I'm so grateful that you and Kenneth made that decision a long time ago where this ministry is concerned.
We didn't have anything.
And so we don't.
We had an old car, a little rent house down by the river.
Yes, yes.
And no cash. We never went hungry. We had enough money about
that. Yeah. So you did that. You decide the amount you need to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the second step here. Go ahead and read that one.
Get in agreement with people of like faith.
Aha.
verses 19 through 20. Again, this quote, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching what?
Anything
that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Jesus is in the midst to help you do it, to carry it out if you release your faith. Mm-hmm. Our agreement will come to pass if we refuse to relent in our agreement together. We will not let go of our agreement.
No.
We didn't. We
no.
didn't
and
let
you
go
didn't.
Of it.
When you and Kenneth that year, and it was really, it was less than 12 months. I had 12 months in my notes, but I look back on it, it was less than 12 months.
Good.
That you were out of debt.
Yeah.
But you guys really, you came into agreement with each other.
Of course, we didn't have, you know, we didn't owe money on a nice house, a nice car. We didn't have anything. So what we had were the bare necessities. But we found out we don't have to borrow money. We can get out of debt. And so then, after you wipe that out, then you start building on the things that you want to have.
Right.
And you believe for.
Yep. We
claim
did that.
What you need by faith.
Well, let me finish with the get in agreement with people of like faith. That's the important thing that you did. You and Kenneth were in agreement with each other.
Mm-hmm. We were.
Many years ago, Terry and I had a house, and we actually paid off the debt on the house, and the Lord led us to sow that house into another family. Now,
that was a big move.
That was, well, I'll tell you exactly what happened, too. Terry and I, we were in a meeting. I mean, I could almost pinpoint the day this happened, but we were in a meeting in Bournemouth with you and Kenneth. And after the meeting was over, we were flying home. Let me go back from there. Go back 2 years from that point. Terry came to me one day and she said, "What would you think about sowing our house?" I did not answer her for 2 years.
After you picked yourself up off the floor, what did she say?
Seriously, it was 2 years. It was 2 years before I answered her. So fast forward to the Bournemouth meeting. We're taking off on the runway from London. And as we were taking off, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Now's the time." So Terry and I got an agreement together over that. But we didn't do that until we talked to you and Kenneth. So we sat down, we talked to you and Kenneth. And I'll tell you what Kenneth said. He looked at us. The only thing he said was, "Are you and Terry in agreement?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yes, we are." He said, "That's all I need to know."
That's good.
I sat down with you and I told you that. And you had the same response that you just had. Almost the same words. You said, "That's a big seed." That's a big seed.
At least I didn't say anything negative.
No, you didn't. You really didn't. You were, I don't know what you might have wanted to say. But we did, Gloria. We were able to sow that house into another family. And Terry and I were in agreement with each other over it, and the Lord provided.
Praise
He
God.
Took care of us.
You did what you had in your spirit.
In our
that's
spirit
the key.
To do. Yeah.
Whatever it is you get in your unction, you get in your spirit to
yes.
do, that's what you need to do.
And sometimes it seems like the wrong thing or
impossible thing.
Or too big. But I've learned from the best over here how to take that step of faith and step out and do that. So we did. We got in agreement with people of like faith, husbands and wives. You need to be in agreement with each other
yes,
over
amen.
These things. All right, go to the third one, Gloria.
Claim what you need by faith. You want me to read the verses?
Sure.
"For verily I say unto you that whosoever," that means you and me and everybody, "shall mm-hmm. say unto this mountain," so we can all do this, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." This is Mark 11, 23 and 24. "Shall not doubt in his heart, and shall believe that those things which mm-hmm. he saith shall come to pass,
yep.
he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, to qualify in this area, mm-hmm. you come to the place where you believe, I have to say what I want, and I am not saying what I don't want.
Oh,
like if you're trying to get out of debt, you don't talk debt, lack, and bad news. But you lay hold of the scripture, a scripture on believing you receive when you pray or something of that nature, and you stay with it and you don't say anything different. You believe, you write down preferably what you're believing for. You ask for it. You believe you ask the Lord for it. You believe you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you take it. That's the best word for it. You take it when you pray, and you don't let go of
it. That's right. That's right.
Whatever it is, whether it's healing, house, car, children.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's that whosoever, that's all of us, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we have to come to a place of faith where we believe in our words. We believe what the Bible says about words.
Yes.
We'll have what we say.
Yes.
And we don't say anything different. Believe you receive what things soever. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Now, notice that. That's not just say, that doesn't say just one or two things. It says, what things. Things.
Yes.
It's open. This is open for anything that you need or want.
Yep.
What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Yep.
It belongs to you. It is in your account. You put it there. It's yours to withdraw when you need it. Glory to
God. That's
it. We're out of time. What do you think,
Joel? We are out of time.
Hallelujah.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
How do you make a withdrawal from your heavenly account? The first three. And we'll get to the rest of them tomorrow. But decide the amount that you need to withdraw. Get an agreement with people of like faith. And number three, claim what you need by faith. And I like what you said. I wrote this down. Say what you want, not what you don't want.
That's right. That word is good in every situation forever.
It really is.
Because when you say it, you open the door for it. When you say something that you don't want to come to pass, it's like you're believing you receive it. You're taking it with your mouth.
We started yesterday talking about that. And by the way, thank you for letting me be on this week
with
you.
Thank you, George.
This has been so good to be with you.
I've enjoyed it.
And in a moment, I'm going to read a few quotes, Gloriaisms, that we got this week. But we've been talking about our heavenly bank account, and all of the outlines that we're working from are available on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to the picture
Praise
of Glory
God.
And Me. You click on it. It'll take you not just to this outline today, but every outline, all 370 outlines that we have done on prosperity. So we're so thrilled to be able to present this to you and to know that, Gloria, we've got people are being ministered to by these teachings that we've done in all of the traveling that I do, and I go to all of the meetings with Brother Copeland and different places. I have people that come up to me, and I'm telling you, this is the truth. One after another after another. I so enjoy you and Gloria. I so enjoy
Praise
you and Gloria.
God. So they're getting it.
They're
receiving
it. People are receiving it.
That's so good.
The prosperity teachings, we've had this opportunity to have over a year now of teachings on prosperity. And so I'm just grateful we have this opportunity to do that. So that's available to you. You can get that. And if you have a testimony, please, please send that to us. As a matter of fact, I had one here that I didn't read. It's very short. Let me get to it, though. This one, here it is. This one that I had, and I've got these here, but this is a very short one, but this woman, Marie, wrote us and said, watching BVOV and responded, I'm watching BVOV and I responded to the command to get up and call in my harvest and my inheritance.
Amen. Acted
on it. And she said, after that, I went to my bedroom to declutter my bedroom. Just to pick it up and clean it up. She said, and I found an envelope with $300 in it.
Wow. That'll give every clutterer up an inspiration, won't
it? Look around your room and see what's in there. $300 in an envelope.
Praise God.
Praise God.
It's working. It's working.
So we want your testimony. Send it to us.
That's great.
And I would love to be able to read that on the broadcast with Gloria, because it's encouraging to us to be able to hear that.
That's good.
But we have been talking about our heavenly bank account. And let me read to you a couple of the Gloriaisms before we go to this. Gloria, you said that our heavenly bank account has a guaranteed return.
Yes.
30, 60, 100-fold return. The return is guaranteed in my account.
Yes.
It's unlike banks
that
waver.
It's the Word of God.
It is the Word of God. Yes, and you said it's underwritten.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very good.
That's good.
Underwritten by the Word of God. Our heavenly bank account will not fail. We were talking a few days ago about how banks fail.
Yeah.
And this bank account will not fail because it doesn't matter what's going on the earth.
That's right.
Where the economy is concerned, the Bank of Heaven is stable.
It was received supernaturally, and
yep.
It will be maintained supernaturally. George.
Well, there's another one right there.
There's another one right there.
It's received. Would you make sure we write that down? Received supernaturally, mm-hmm. And it is maintained supernaturally.
That's right.
You also said we're not dependent upon the economic conditions around us. You said not tithing is not smart.
No.
That was a good one. I like this one, increases on the horizon, just like the sunrise at dawn.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, let me see, I've got another one here. You're not going to be blessed at all if you're stingy. You said, and we'll get to this in just a moment, but when you and Kenneth were in that debt situation,
How are you going to receive anything if you won't open your hand?
Yeah, that's right.
You just got that. I got a $100 bill here. I'm keeping it.
Yep.
Go around, no. Pass the offering plate, no. I'm keeping this money. You don't receive that way.
I'll give you the scripture that goes right along with that. There is he that scatters opens his hand. This is Proverbs 11:24. The he that scatters and yet increases.
Yeah.
And there's he that withholds more than is meat, but that tends to poverty. The liberal soul, or the open hand, shall be made fat or will prosper, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
That's right.
So that goes right along with
what
you're saying there.
That's exactly true.
And then you said something yesterday. We were talking yesterday about making withdrawals from our heavenly account. And one of the points of that we took from Mark 11:23, claim what you need by faith. Mm-hmm. And it talks about here, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Yes.
And I like what you said. You said, say what you want, not what you don't want.
That's right.
When you say it, you open the door to get it.
To really be a success in walking by faith, you got to be aware of your words.
You really do.
You are going to get what you say.
Yes.
And if you talk unbelief, doubt, and fear, you're not going to receive anything to speak of.
That's right.
So you have to get over that.
Yeah.
And how do you get faith? From the Word of God. Do you believe the Word? Put it in your eyes, in your ears. And then say it out your mouth. Now it's in your heart. Now say it out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And stay with it. You know, things don't always happen overnight, but they will happen.
They will happen.
That's right.
They will happen. And that's, God has been so faithful to us as we've walked in faith and believed Him. He's been so faithful to us over all of these years for us personally. I know with you and Kenneth personally.
That's right.
And the ministry.
Yes.
The Lord has been faithful to meet every need that we have ever had.
Praise God.
And He's continuing to do so.
Yes.
And will continue to do
so.
That's
right. As long as we'll continue, He'll continue.
That's right. As long as
we will continue in faith,
He will continue
to answer prayer.
That's right. Well, Gloria, let's look at this first page. This is Kenneth and Gloria's withdrawal from their heavenly bank account. And that's what we're talking about today, is how to make withdrawals from our heavenly bank account. And I read the story to you yesterday. We both kind of read it. Kenneth and Gloria were living in Tulsa. He was a preacher without a place to preach and driving a worn-out car.
We were just going into the ministry.
Just had gone into the ministry with a car, $95,000, Kenneth called it hard.
Yeah,
hard
I think
miles.
That would be ample to say that.
Mm-hmm. They had children to take care of and college to pay for. Up to this point, their financial track record was not good at all. Now, a lot of these are direct quotes from Kenneth and from you. They owed people with no apparent way to ever pay them back. However, after hearing Kenneth E. Hagin preach about faith from Mark 11:23, they decided to take action. And I like what you said yesterday. We got serious, serious, serious.
We did get serious. It was time to get serious.
So what they did, here's what they did. They gathered all their debts. They listed every person and the amount owed. They calculated in great detail what it would take for them to operate their household. They included a 15% pad for their budget for extras. They determined what they needed in their immediate future. All of this information was written on paper in a formal prayer of agreement. You want to take it from there?
Days went by before we would sign our names to the agreement. We prayed and fasted. We repented before God for not being good representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's see, they agreed together according to Romans 13:8.
Mm-hmm. Keep out of debt.
That we would never borrow another dime. It says, stay out of debt. Mm-hmm. Keep out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Owe no man anything but to love him.
To love him.
What is it you don't understand about that? Well, that was our problem at the time. We understood it, so we had to do it. They committed to God, we committed to God that we would pay back everyone we owed, and we continued to make deposits into our heavenly bank account by faithfully tithing and sowing seed.
There you go.
We released our faith and acted upon a seven-point Bank of Heaven withdrawal. This process took time, effort, prayer, focus, and diligence. We saturated ourselves with God's Word and cut off every voice of the world. Mm-hmm. No TV, newspapers, just the Word of God.
Yep.
And we got in the Word, and we studied, and we built our faith, and we listened to Brother Hagin teach on faith and others that taught on faith, and we learned how to walk by faith. Was it always easy? No, but it always works. We released faith and acted upon a seven-point Bank of Heaven withdrawal. The process took time, effort, prayer, focus, and diligence. We saturated ourselves with the Word of God and cut off every voice of the world. No TV, newspapers, just the Word of God. But this helped us some on TV, because we didn't have any nice anything. We didn't have a good TV. We had a black and white TV, where that was common in those days, but ours only had a picture that was about this high across the middle of it. And we put that TV on Kenneth's homemade table that he made in shop in high school, and that was the TV set. So, you know, it wasn't very tempting, but we didn't. I mean, we turned off every voice except the Word of God. And we took it, and we acted on it. And it worked. Now, it didn't work. You know, you don't get out of those things overnight. You didn't get into it overnight. Yeah. But it works. If you'll go with God, believe Him, do what He says, when you pray.
Last line there, it says, in less than 12 months.
Less than 12 months from the day that we made that decision and that heavenly withdrawal, every debt was paid in full and every need was met.
Praise God. Praise God.
It worked. And you know, that's the way we've done on everything from that time. We learned how to do it on just, you know, a car and a house to drive, a car to drive and a house to live in, a rent house down by the river. But it works on anything. It works on houses if you'll do it. So what I think I'd tell people to do is to decide what you want to believe God for, study out faith, find out from those that know how it works, what you do to how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Get in the Word, put your eyes and ears on it, take it, believe it, talk it, receive it, and it'll come to pass.
It will.
It's the Word of God.
Yeah.
And it takes some diligence, and it may not happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. It took us about 11 months to get out of debt.
You stayed with it.
But. Yeah. Many years have come and gone, and we're still out of debt.
That's
we
right.
learn how. Once you learn how,
exactly.
you can live that way.
So this first withdrawal that you made from your heavenly bank account, if you want to go to page 2 now, this is what we're going to do. And we'll put these things up on the screen for you. And again, I remind you that you can get these outlines, and especially this, because this is so important to follow. Yesterday, when we were talking about this, we covered the first three of these steps.
Okay.
The first step was from James 1:5-6. Mm-hmm. Any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, not wavering. Decide on the amount you need to withdraw. That was the first step.
From your heavenly bank account.
From your heavenly bank account. The second step was Matthew 18, 19, and 20. Get in agreement with people of like faith. And we would actually write out an agreement. I know that we learned that from you and Kenneth, because you taught us that, how to write out an agreement
to
get ourselves together on that path for whatever it was that we needed.
If two of you agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for you by your heavenly Father. So that's where the prayer of agreement comes from. It says anything.
Anything, yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
George and me are two. Yeah. Ken and I were two. He and Terry were two. And they agreed on the things they needed, which was probably the same things other people need, like a house, a car, or clothes, or whatever.
Exactly.
And it comes to pass.
Yeah.
Does
it
happen one day you pray and the next day it's there? No, not normally, although it could. But you go into it saying, I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah.
This is going to work for me, and I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus.
Praise in my God. Files at home, Gloria, where I keep a lot of my notes and so forth, I found a prayer of agreement that Terry and I wrote out back in 2000. And there were probably 8 or 9 things that we were believing for. And I looked at that the other day. And you know, God is so faithful. I went through that list, and I went, check, 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 right down the list.
Yeah.
Everything was taken care of.
Praise
everything
God.
That was done. So we got in agreement with each other. Then the third one here is Mark 11, 23, 24. Claim what you need by faith.
Yeah.
Claim what you need by faith. Now, number four, go ahead and read that one, Gloria.
Bind the devil and his forces. Say, if it's money is your situation, say, Satan, take your hands off my money in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And if it's healing, command your body to be healed.
Right.
Remember, take your hands off my money. It's your money. Mm-hmm. He's stealing from you. Your money.
Yep.
Take your hands off my money, just like you would if somebody was trying to kidnap you. No, I'm not going with you.
That's
right. It belongs to you and to Jesus. The devil has no claim to your money whatsoever. Hebrews 1:14 says, loose the angelic forces. Mm-hmm. We learn to send the ministering spirits into action on our behalf.
Yes.
Go and
yes.
cause the money to come,
That's
angels.
Exactly right.
That's what they're here for. They are to help us. Are they not, here's a scripture, Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
That's right.
Angels are here to help us, to take care of us, to protect us, to prosper us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They have no authority to move until you give the command. And another key to receiving is your words, your unbelieving words bind your angels.
That's right.
And it keeps things from happening. It keeps them from acting. They got to have some faith to work with. You need to give them some word. The ministering spirits, go and bring my money to me. Mm-hmm. Or I believe I receive so-and-so amount to do this, to pay this rent, to do this in the name of Jesus. Satan, get your hand off my money.
Amen.
He's the thief.
Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is what we do between the amen and the there it is.
Yep.
Praise is the language of faith. You pray, believe you receive it, you take it, and then you praise God for it. You don't wait till something happens to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for it when you pray. That's what faith does.
Right.
Where was I, George?
Let's see. Praise is the language of faith. Then James 3:16, Mark 11:25. We have to walk in love and avoid strife and unforgiveness at all costs.
That strife.
It'll shut it down.
Won't see,
it?
Here's the scripture. Faith works by love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work by strife.
That's so true.
I mean, it just strife.
I've not heard
it. If you're going to walk in the power of God, and you're going to walk by faith, you're going to have to walk in love. And so that would just essentially say the opposite of strife and unforgiveness. So that's just the way it is, which you'll enjoy life a lot more if you walk in love
that's
anyway.
So true. That is so true.
And then
true.
James 3:16 says, so where envying and strife is, There is confusion in every evil work. So envying and strife will stop the power of God from working in your life. It'll nullify your faith. Because what does the Bible say? In short, it says, faith works by love. So if you're not walking in love, you can't walk in faith successfully. And when that means you forgive, if you have ought against any, you treat people right, you do right, you say right. And Mark 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive. This is the key to answered prayer.
That's it.
If you have ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So you can't hold things against people. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they did to you. They're doing something worse right now by your allowing them to be in strife with them, by you allowing yourself to be in strife with them. So you forgive if you have aught against any. You let that go.
That's right.
Put that behind you. And you keep walking in faith and blessing. The prayer of agreement. George, tell them about the prayer of agreement.
This is just a sample prayer of agreement for you to be able to use. And it's simply, Father, in the name of Jesus, we make a withdrawal of, and then you put the dollar amount from our heavenly bank account. We have this money in our account, and we are withdrawing this amount now.
Assuming that you're tithing.
Assuming that you're tithing and giving, yes. According to Mark 11:23-24, we believe it in our hearts and confess that it is ours.
Yes.
From this day forward, we roll the care over unto you. We thank you for it.
No worry.
Don't worry.
That nullifies your faith. Unbelief nullifies your faith.
Satan, we take authority over you. We bind your operation, render you helpless. Ministering spirits, we charge you to go forth and cause this amount to come to us according to Hebrews 1:14. And Father, we praise you. Praise your name for meeting our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for multiplying our seed for sowing in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Good job,
praise God.
George.
Thank you, Gloria.
And that's the way it works.
We'll be right back.
When it comes to managing an account, you first have to know where it is and how to open it, and then how to make deposits and withdrawals. Gloria Copeland has over 50 years' experience in living by faith, and together with her husband, Kenneth Copeland, learned from God's Word how to walk in divine prosperity. In Gloria Copeland's mini book, No Deposit, No Return, she teaches you in her simple and easy to understand way what your heavenly account is and how to make deposits and withdrawals. Be sure you have enough faith provisions of health, wealth, relationship, and peace to live a full and successful life. The Grace of Giving single audio message on CD or digital download outlines the heart motivation that we should have when giving. Gloria Copeland shares her own experience that brought her to the understanding that giving is part of our worship to the Lord. If your heart is towards God, you worship Him with your giving, and you honor Him with your life, you can properly handle prosperity when it comes. The Managing Your Heavenly Account package will help you discover how to keep your spiritual bank account in balance.
Request the Managing Your Heavenly Account package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. God is your source of prosperity. Learn to become a diligent sower of seed and a prosperous harvester of the blessing. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and then you renew your mind to the Word of God, your life is going to be totally changed. I know, Gloria, when you made that decision that day, you guys were in just rough condition, financially, every otherwise. But then you made the decision to make Jesus Lord, and you put Him first place, and you started reading the Word of God. And your life changed.
You know what it's like? It's like having a puzzle here, a jigsaw puzzle. It's all mixed up. And all of a sudden, the pieces start coming together, and they fit together. And pretty soon, it's done. You see the whole picture. The whole deal's taken care of.
Yep.
Your life's straightened out.
Oh, that's good.
You get rid of all the crooked places and the things that close up the receiving. It's awesome.
That's a great analogy. Putting the picture all together. And right now, for some people, life is confusing to them. They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how they're going to get out of debt or anything. But to make this one decision.
Yeah.
This one decision.
Opens the door to the blessing.
It opens the door to the blessing.
Gets God involved in your life, in your finances, in the healing of your body, yep. in your family, whatever it is you need.
Wow.
I like it.
Let's do that, Gloria. I'll lead them, and if you'd go ahead and repeat after
okay.
me.
All right.
Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Do something with it.
Do something with it.
I thank you for your love.
I thank you for your love.
And I thank you for all that you're going to do.
And all that you're going to do and have done.
And have done in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Now,
victory.
If you just made that decision, we have a book, some materials that we want to send to you. It's a book by Kenneth and Gloria called He Did It All For You.
Praise
and then some
God.
Brochures about how to study your Bible. And you can begin this life and get your life together on the path that God has for
it's
you.
It's so awesome, George.
It really is.
I wouldn't go back to natural living.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
No.
Let us hear your testimony. We want to hear the good things that are happening to you. Call or write us and share what God's done in your life. Testify of the goodness of God. Spend time in the Word every day. Some time in the Word every day.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Who will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, we're going up this mountain. Glory to God. And we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
To a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 2nd through 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, get ready to celebrate faith and freedom at the West Coast Believers Convention in Ontario, California, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.